All right, Lord willing, I will be able to do this live. Hey guys, Nate Max here. I just wanted to do a little live. I haven't done one for ages. I haven't got much battery, so we'll see how much I can get out. But basically, I did a post just before, and it's talking about Biden passing a bill which is going to make forcibly put these switches in all cars that are going to be able to turn the cars off. So it's a kill switch in cars, and they're planning to put them in all cars by 2026. Now, you have to understand the whole COVID experience that happened the last 2 years, okay, was about identifying different cultures, nations, and people and working out what they did wrong. So if they're going to plan a round two, whatever that looks like, may it be a virus or, you know, climate change, lockdowns, cyber attack, war, whatever the fuck they're planning, right? They want to know what they have to do to lock us down better. Because previously, everyone has petrol cars, right? You would have remembered in Canberra, a million people or something went to Canberra, like a stupid amount of numbers. And everybody's jumped in their car, they put fuel in, they drove to Canberra. Now, if you have kill switches in your car, linked in with digital ID, carbon tax, social credit score, all these things, okay, that is going to prevent any sort of mass uprising. And this is what this is about. They've realized that if you push human beings really hard, there's a breaking point. Now, everybody got to their breaking point in each different country in different times, okay? And the globalists, the Jesuits, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, Zionists, Ashkenazis, okay? This has all been monitored through AI, actuarials, military people, strategists, geniuses. They get them all in think tanks, these huge big think tanks, and they basically plan and plot and scheme and scam how they can dot their way to their perceived future. So Canberra was a really good representation, because as soon as a million people went to Canberra, all the legislation, all the things started to drop off. As soon as people started to start suing people in the United Kingdom, that's when the legislation started to fall apart. So basically what it's like is, it's like there's a whole bunch of doors and you push it and you go, that one's firmly closed, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to go to the next door. They push that one, nah, that one's closed. Then they push the third, okay, that's open. We're going to go in and see how far we can go before the people say no. So what I want to say is, this electric car situation it's basically anything that they have the word smart attached to it, smart car, smartphone, smart appliances, okay, you can replace that word with spy. It's tracking, it's spy, it's not smart, it's the opposite. It's designed to track your every move, your carbon footprint, and all these things, and to use it against you. It's a slavery system, right? This phone, the cell phone, it's a cell phone. It is keeping you in a mental cell, the cell phone, right? All these word spells that I've been using forever. So a lot of you people who are living in Sydney, Melbourne, and Queensland, Australia, you'll be noticing these big metal structures that are going over the freeways. Now, they're being put up every few kilometers around the outside of the cities, plus lots in the cities, okay? These things are being set up for the smart cities. They're gonna have the cameras pointing down. They're gonna have the systems in there to be able to lock your car. So in the future, when you drive out of your 15-minute city, you'll drive to this certain checkpoint, which is 15 minutes, your car's gonna shut down and pull you over the side of the road, and you're gonna have to fucking walk, and there'll probably be a checkpoint going, you can't go through, things like that. That's a dystopian future, right? Now, what I do wanna say is that there is the biggest awakening ever in history right now, okay? The biggest awakening ever in history. You check out every single mainstream post, every single YouTube, everything, every single one on all platforms, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, the mainstream news and all these puppets are getting absolutely destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. Channel 9 News, Channel 10, Fox, SBS, CNN, absolutely getting destroyed. Fauci, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, not one single positive comment. And it's thousands and thousands of smart people. And let me tell you, I've been in Sydney my whole life. The last 10 years, I've been up north. And I woke up about 15 years ago, started doing presentations, seminars, retreats, YouTubes, podcasts, you know, all the things, obsessed, you know, gave 15 years of my life to this. Since I've come back in the last couple of years, wherever I go now in Sydney, there's conscious conversations, there's people who get what's going on, they're pointing up to the sky, they're talking about the food, they're talking about their distrust for the government. This is fucking great, all right? Very, very important time to understand that we're actually doing really well. All this propaganda that's on the news and everything that's going on is designed to grind you down. It's designed in a way to make you feel like you're not doing well, like they control everything, they do this, they know it's coming, the Simpsons, you know, predictive programming, it's all bullshit, right? Ultimately, the only thing that has to happen is for people to regain their sovereignty. It's for people to take it back and say, I'm not doing that, I'm not buying that food, I'm not supporting that company, I'm not hanging out with those people. When you see atrocities and things happening in the streets, you say no, you speak up, you send in letters, you send in emails, you block, you resist tyranny. If there's transvestite story time going on in your primary school, you get a whole bunch of the families that are in the school together and go, let's fuck this shit up. We're not having this. We're not doing it. That's all that has to happen. The one thing they want you to be doing is spending all of your time on the internet, on the phone, scrolling, death scrolling, looking, researching, learning all this shit, but not actually taking any action in the real world. You've got to remember, the most important thing you can be doing is the action in the real world. When you walk out to the shops and you go get your food, when you walk down the convenience store, when you're standing in line, when you go to the post office, that is your opportunity at all times to inspire people with your knowledge, with your energy, with your information, and just have a good conversation with good people. Okay, there is great, great people out there, and a lot of people are waking up at the moment, okay, and they're scared, they're not sure what to do, so it's a really good time to basically start creating alliances with your neighbors, your friends, your family, because everybody is on the trajectory of learning and growing and waking up. That's where we're at right now. Very, very important time in history. So that's what's happening at the moment, and they're also trying to introduce a law and legislation in America, Biden, where any sort of online hate speech, okay, get this. Now, I've got to check this out further and look if it's been passed or if it's going through the proceedings or what. But to even fathom this or even contemplate this is absolutely ridiculous. But basically, they are talking about creating a legislation where any sort of online hate speech, you can be put in prison for life. Now, the reason they're doing this, it's because I want you guys to tonight, whatever you're watching, if it's mainstream news or it comes up on your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, wherever it is, check out the comment sections. Go into the comment sections and have a look at the thousands and thousands of people absolutely destroying the mainstream narrative. Like, people are onto it. They get the vaccines now. They get the Fauci's, the New World Order. People get it. They're like, I don't trust the government. I'm not eating the shit food. I'm not taking the vaccine. I'm not drinking the bad water. I'm going to start detoxing. Whatever it is that was a thing that woke you up, okay, it's happening. So this is why they are so desperate to shut down the internet. And the only way they can shut down free speech is with the digital ID, the carbon tax, and the social credit system, because they all link in together, okay? When there's no more cash, okay, and you can't go down to the shops and just pay your mate $50 to mow the lawn or go buy some food, okay, they go, no worries, Nate Max, that guy's been a fucking pest for a long time, we're chopping off his bank account, done, fuck you, Nate Max. Then anybody else that wants to buy me food or hang out with me, their social credit score will go down. This is how the thing is planned, right? All of our social medias will be connected to a social credit score. It'll go from red to green. Green means you can do all the normal bullshit in the world. Okay, I can go to the shops, I can drive my car, not beyond the 15-minute city by you, by the way. Then orange, you can't jump on a train. Red, your bank account's gone, whatever it is, you can't drive your car anymore. So that system has to be in place to enslave us. Otherwise, we're free, right? So you connect that with the carbon tax, or you spent too much money this year, you can't go flying because you've gone over your carbon credit limit. That's going to be a thing you're going to hear a lot about soon, the carbon credit limits. So they're all connected, right? So you don't have cash. Okay, then say one of you guys out there buys me food, you go buy me groceries. It facial recognition scans that we're hanging out, that I'm a person with a red social credit score, then their social credit score will go from green to yellow because they hang out with me. And that's a really, really powerful way to divide and separate people, because there'll be families, you know, who are just grinding away working, and they'll be like, Nate, I'm sorry, bro, but we can't hang out. Like, I've got a family. Like, I can't afford to lose my job. How am I going to feed my family? And that's what they did during COVID, right? And a lot of people bow down to it. And they know this time that people will not bow down to a round two. They know that everyone's like, fuck that, okay? So they need to implement and in place these new measures of locking down. They call it security, but it's really spying and tracking and tracing. But it's slavery, right? So these systems need to be in place. So it gives you an indication of the timeline of how long before they'll try and pull something else, because they're not going to pull another stunt while we're all connected, we're all driving around, we can all talk freely on social media, you can put petrol on your car, you can fill up 5,000 litres of fuel and you can put it in your backyard if you want to. You can do all these things now, okay? There may be a time in the future where you can't, right? And I don't want to put energy on those timelines, but I want you guys to be very fucking aware of what's coming so you can start being prepared to push back. Because everything is an automated system rolling forward at the moment, right? The only way things stop is if people push back. Okay, the only way to stop things is to push back. If you just sit back and go, well, it's not that bad. Yeah, it could be worse. You know, that's called the totalitarian tiptoe. And that's what happened to Germany and the Jews when basically all these legislations came in over and over and over. And it was bit by bit, little bit at a time, the frog in the warm water, turning out the warm water, bit by bit. And then eventually 3 years, I look back and they're like, holy fuck, we're living in a police state. Holy shit, we have no freedoms. You know, just 20 years ago, you could legally drive around with no seatbelt and drink drive, no problems. And there's a funny video that I saw on Instagram the other day, and it's basically Channel 9 or one of the mainstream news people reporting, interviewing people in Australia going, what do you think about the fact that you're not going to be able to drink drive soon? They're like, ah, talk about taking away me freedoms. All I want to do is have a couple of beers down at the pub, fucking drive home. This fucking government's corrupt. So back then, that shit was corrupt. But over the decades, we've gotten used to the fact that you can't drive and drink and all these things. And what happens is it becomes normalized. Stupidity becomes normalized and tyranny becomes normalized. And we have to make sure that we stamp down on every step of tyranny along the way. Otherwise, what happens is all these little laws come in, then eventually it's very hard to get rid of them. You know, it has to be a mass uprising. And how do you have a mass uprising if people's bank accounts are being shut off? If their carbon credit score is, so low they can't go buy things, they can't do things they love, they can't go spend money on their car or go on holidays, you know? Or what happens when your digital identity says that you're not able to jump on a train anymore and you're stuck in a 15-minute city? So how about we start doing progressive things to block this, okay? Start waking up our neighbors, friends, and families and start coming together and really understanding that if we don't fucking do something, we are looking at a fucking hellish future. But what I'm saying on the flip side of that is that more people ever in history are waking up right now to whatever it is, whether it's a spiritual journey, whether it's just the government's corrupt, whether it's the medical system's corrupt, whether it's I don't want to take a jab anymore. It's like, I'm just want to be more empowered and do my own things. I don't want to be told to do what to do by the fucking government. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter, right? It's fine. But these are all the things that join us together. And everything that's going on at the moment is about dividing us up. You've got this mass migration coming into all countries, okay, by design. The NGOs, United Nations, all bringing these hordes of people in from Africa and all these places to destabilize the European and Western nations, by design. If you don't know what it's called the Calgary Plan. Look it up, the Calgary Plan. Always people want to call me when I'm on a fucking live. Now other time. So these things I'm talking about, it's not because I know some shit that people don't know. It's very simple, okay? I've read through the white papers. I've been looking through their prospectuses, through their websites. I've read their autobiographies. That's what I've been doing for many, many years, looking at the enemy. They put it all in their stuff. They literally put it in there. They just write it openly because they believe in this whole karma situation where you tell the world what you're doing and then you don't receive karma. It's like me saying to you, hey, by the way, I'm going to steal your car. And you're like, yeah, cool, cool. And then I steal your car tomorrow. And you're like, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, I told you I was going to steal your car. You know, so they have this weird delusional reality in their minds that they tell you it's okay. And it's all part of ritual. You guys are very, very aware now by seeing Hollywood. That's the wood that they used to use casting spells. The witches would use Hollywood. That's where it came from. Spell casting, spelling, casting spells, right? You would have seen The Simpsons, you see the Hollywood films, you see the music film clips of Beyonce and Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift and all these Satanists who literally are doing rituals to you. We are watching the rituals, we're creating it, and then we're creating their reality by consenting, by watching their garbage. So there's a lot going on this, and I'm going to need a lot more time to digress more of this information. I haven't been doing lives for ages, I haven't really been doing much for a long time, but a few roles in a current business that I've been doing have kind of tapered off a bit now, so now I can put more energy into this stuff, and I will be a lot more active on here. And if you guys aren't on my Telegram, I highly recommend jumping on my Telegram, because I can talk about anything on there, where everything I post on Instagram is censored. I was blocked and deleted 6 years ago, well before COVID, from YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, PayPal, Stripe, all of it. Gone. Woke up overnight, finished. All my emails. So yeah, I haven't really bounced back in a big way from that, but also haven't really pushed it because I spent the last 5 years building a big business. So anyway, guys, I just wondered if I can give you updates on what's happening, and you guys are going to be seeing it. You're going to be seeing the cameras popping up everywhere. You're seeing the mobile speed cameras, the phone cameras. They're all facial recognition too. Don't forget, this is just getting us used to being spied upon. Oh, it's for safety for the phone cameras, for the phones, mobile phones. And I get it. Like, people are dumb shits. They can't drive, and people looking at their phones, it's not great. I ride a motorbike. I get it, right? But everything's a double-edged sword. It's like, it's for safety, but we're going to do facial recognition on you. Plus, we're going to work out where you're driving all the time by your phone, by the cameras, by all these things. Like, it's all about working out every single thing we do, so then they can work out how to manipulate us in the future, not only with our data, but with our energy, with our time, and then putting us into groups so they can pick us off one by one. So the key to all this, the key is unification, right? The key is for everybody to unify, black, white, Christian, Muslim, whatever you fucking believe in. Okay, if you're not a billionaire cruising around in a $500 million yacht, you're a fucking peasant and you're a slave. You're being poisoned by the geoengineering, you're being poisoned by the tap water, you're being poisoned by the pesticides in the food, okay? The frequencies, the phone towers, the 5G, all that shit, right? It's all mainstream science now. This shit was conspiratorial 15 years ago. It's mainstream science. It's literally in the papers. It's mainstream science. It's just a question of whether you want to believe it or not. And whether you want to jump on now and start activating your health, activating your life, and creating a better life for yourselves, or you just want to roll over in the fetal position and suck your thumb and chase women and go out and party or whatever it is you do. I have no problems with what you do, but do that and do something progressive for the world. It's very fucking important, guys. If you're not doing stuff, if you're just researching all the time on the internet and scrolling, but you're not actually actioning anything in the real world, or if you're talking about shit all the time, but you have no solutions, fucking forget it. Absolutely forget it. Focus on creating new reality. Focus creating a new world. Focus on detoxing your body, your mind, your soul. Inspiring people. One day, you're going to get old and you're going to be laying in your deathbed and you're going to be like, what did I represent? What was my legacy? What was I here for? And the reason why I'm saying that is because my dog passed away a few weeks ago, and the last year, I've really ramped up the attention and affection, you know, more than normal. I love him so much and I've spent so much time with him. It's hard to even give him any more. But it makes me realize that that's what we need to be doing with every single person, every moment here, because one day we are going to pass through. And all the things you did, none of it's going to make any sense. You're going to be like, why the fuck did I waste so much time doing this, and this when I could have been doing all this amazing stuff? You know, this is the important thing to realize that one day you'll realize, and that might take you to get a life-threatening disease. And that's what happened with the COVID jab, right? So many people got sick, it made them fucking think. All these selfish fucking people out there who never gave a fuck about anyone else but themselves, literally, and money, and doing their own thing, they don't give a shit about anyone else. It took them to literally get jabbed, to be poisoned, and to lose their health, or whatever it is, or lose a loved one, or their freedoms, or their jobs. It took that for them to wake up, to realize I can do better in the world. That sucks that we had to actually poison off fucking hundreds of millions and billions of people for them to realize that, hey, shit, there's more to life than this social media, materialistic, false pride, material fame and glamour reality that we're buying into right now with cars and money and watches and bitches and hoes. What the fuck is going on? Seriously, what the fuck has happened to the world? It is honestly up to you guys, especially the people watching, to be people of honor and integrity, because this world is going down the fucking drain. You can see it everywhere. People literally retarded. They're cooked. They've had so many vaxes, they can't even think for themselves. They can't even reverse park a car. And it's a time where strong leaders with morals and integrity need to stand up and start doing what you're meant to be doing. It's you guys. No one else is going to be doing it. Trust me on that one. And when you do this good shit, everybody else wants to join you because they're like, fuck, this guy's happy, he's positive, he's fit, he's healthy, everything's going good. Of course it's going to be going good because you're doing the right shit for the universe. You're working within the universal laws, which is doing positive shit in the world, not just self-serving. You've got to be giving, you've got to be helping, you've got to be creating, you've got to get out of these thought loops and being stuck. So many people are stuck in the same job, the same thing, the same shit, the same toxic relationship. Get out. Try something different before you fucking die. Before you're old and you look back and you're like, oh, I could have done it when I was 20. Could have done it when I was 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. It's the same story going, could have, should have, would have, could have, should have. When are you going to do it? Go get a motorhome, cruise around the country, sell something, get rid of some shit, clean your garage. I always say this in my presentation. Sometimes you don't need to go have a plant medicine ceremony and have a life-altering experience. You just need to clean your room, wash your car and your garage, and throw some shit out, and you'll feel really good about yourself, and go to the gym. Anyway, guys, I'm on a massive rant. I'm going to let you go. Make sure you jump onto my Telegram. It's Nate Max Human Alliance. I'm sure someone can put it in the comment section below. I'm going to be on here more regularly. I've got a bunch of interviews coming up. Feeling good, feeling motivated. So anyway, guys, love you all. Someone's written that true change comes with changing yourself and how you interact with people to increase vibration or reduce it of others regardless of their beliefs. Exactly right. When you're high vibing, when you're fucking feeling good, everyone knows. You don't even have to say anything. You don't have to take your glasses off. You don't have to even look at anyone in the face. They just know. They're looking at you and like, there's something about this person, there's something about this guy, I don't know what it is, you know? And you all have that in you. You just gotta pump yourselves up, chase your dreams, bite off more than you can chew and chew like crazy, you know what I mean? There's a fucking number again. All right, I'm getting off. Much love, guys. How do I turn this shit off? Speak to you soon.